Well, he's been with us all season throughout the NRL. He also does an okay job of producing stuff behind the scenes for us. Our producer, Rob, for some reason, he's been able to have some holidays. I'm not allowed to have holidays, but he's had some holidays. But he thought, I am going to ring you this morning, didn't you, mate, to decide to let us know your thoughts on the NRL Grand Final. And it's the Cowboys and Melbourne Storm. What a year of rugby league action it's been.
Absolutely, Mark. It would be an absolute crime if I've done the entire year up to this point and I didn't come back to give my tip for the final game of the year.
Oh, that's easy, isn't it? Storm, full stop, move on? No?
Pretty much. That in a very simple way, Melbourne, I think, will get the job done, but I wouldn't discount the Cowboys entirely. I think it's going to be closer than a lot of people think.
Okay, so is that just because footy finals, it brings out a different beast in different players, or do you think that it generally is a closer contest than people are giving it credit for?
Well, it may go one or two ways. It'll either go really close to the entire game, or after about 60 minutes or so, it'll be close, but then I think Melbourne might prove to be a bit too strong, and that might break the Cowboys, and the scoreline gets inflated larger than the game actually was. So I think it'll probably be about half-time. We're looking around a 10-6 scoreline at the break. Then towards probably about the last 10 minutes or so, I think Melbourne might just be a bit too good and get the job done there. So I think Melbourne might be good by about 10 points or so in the end.
Well, I make no secret of it. Melbourne are my second team, so I'm kind of hoping for them to win. They're one of those, I reckon they're in the same category as Brisbane and Manly. If you don't love them, you hate them. Is that a fair call?
That's a fair call, but I think that especially with Melbourne and what they've been able to achieve recently, that you have to absolutely respect them for what they've been able to do. That they've built this entire legacy around pretty much three players, and Sunday night will mark the final time that Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater and Cameron Smith play together for Melbourne, and I think it'd be absolutely fitting for everything they've been able to achieve over the past 14 years to go out with a premiership. But the Cowboys, a lot of people didn't think that they had this in them. At the start of the year, if you were to say that no Matt Scott, no Jonathan Thurston, Cowboys to make a grand final, I think a lot of people would say that there's no chance at all, but they've proven everyone wrong, and throughout the finals they've gotten better and better. So who knows? Who's to say that the Cowboys can't do it?
Alrighty, well, they've been the sleeper team all season. They've just got to jump out of bed and come alive for one more week. And, mate, that's it. Rugby league all done for the year. Do you know much about cricket? We can do this for the cricket season? No?
I might have to brush up on my cricket knowledge, but I think just the game should be absolutely fantastic on Sunday night. I think everyone should make an effort as well. If you can check out the earlier pre-games as well and the pre-match entertainment, it should be absolutely fantastic. So, Sunday night, it's where you want to be watching the NRL Grand Final.
Yes, controversy aside, it will be a fantastic game. Always is the Rugby League Grand Final. Who are you going for, Cowboys or the Storm? And thanks to our producer, Rob, for checking in with us for one last time for NRL Footy Finals.